This is Inspiration 107.9 FM, your station for the nation. Good evening is extended to you and yours. Hope you have yourself a wonderful evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yours truly, Kashkin Jamal, ladies and gentlemen. And it's all about inspired evenings, ladies and gentlemen, where we inspire you in the evening. And it's about that time that we get set and we get ready, ladies and gentlemen, for Artist of the Week, ladies and gentlemen. She is here. She is in studio, ladies and gentlemen. Bernadette Turnquest, prophetess. Bernadette Turnquest, good evening is extended to you. How are you doing this evening?
Wonderful. So wonderful.
All right. Rested. You know, yeah, indeed. And you know what I did for you? I did something special. I brought my studio audience with me. Studio audience, y'all make some noise.
Woo! Oh, wow.
Yeah. Everybody's in here. They got their masks on. They socially distance, all that good stuff. But we were waiting for you to come. We're so excited. And it's so great to have you back in the studio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yes. And you did not come empty handed because you brought us a new single. Off the brand new EP. I'm so excited about it. We had you here before the EP, kind of, you know, promoting what happened at the event. So I guess that's a good place to start. Tell us, how was the EP release?
Oh my goodness. The Lord showed up.
Yeah.
You know what I love? A lot of young people were there.
Oh, nice.
But by the way, I'm telling you, people were stopping in their cars because of the presence of the Lord. There's a distinction when His presence shows up. So I was excited about people obviously when they heard the sound, because you know what I loved about it? That it was in a neighborhood vicinity where the sound just traveled.
Okay.
Open air.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I remember having to do so much was praying. Because everybody said, oh my God, the weather, what are you going to do about the weather? I said, we're going to speak to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we did. We gathered together, some of us, and the prayer warriors just began to pray that the weather would be good until everything was finished. And it sure did happen that way.
Was it clear that night?
It was clear.
It was clear. Okay.
It was kind of cloudy during the day,
cloudy.
Coming
okay.
in the evening,
mm-hmm.
but no rain. And people was like, so somebody actually called me, my sister particularly, and said, I'm coming from the west. It's pouring out here. I said, nothing happening this way. You need to come.
Yeah.
As I tell you all, you know, rain happening here till this thing is completed.
Yes.
And the Lord responded to us. And so, but I believe that when you open your mouth and declare a thing, it shall be established. That is exactly what happened.
And I think that, you know, so many people are just going through so many different emotions, so many things. And so to be able to come home or to be in your home or around the corner and you had the praise going up, you had the worship going up, you had the prayer going up. I know it's a beautiful thing because it feeds your spirit.
It does.
And in these times, we need every little piece of anything that could boost our spirit.
Yes,
right. To give us some encouragement, to give us some inspiration. We need it. And I know you did that on that corner.
To God be all the glory.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you, I had this, especially, I'm really drawn to young people by God's grace. And I had three young men afterwards wanting to meet me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we were passing about to go to church. We were already late for church, but we just stopped here. And this was church for us.
Yeah.
And they were just excited about it. When are you having it again?
Mm.
And I was saying, you know, as the Lord has directed me, it's going to be a different parks. And as I get the opportunity and authorization, I'm going to be on parks just to lift up the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people ain't coming to church these days.
No.
So we need to take the church to them.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And it's so very wonderful where people could be able to read the Bible, as the Bible says, from your life.
Yes.
All right, because we are living epistles. And so, listen, it's always great when you could be able to show people Jesus. You could be able to show him Christ, and they could be able to see him emanating from you, living from you. Yeah.
It was beautiful because, I mean, you know, when you're organizing something and you're in the middle of it, I had, you know, Nisha had to keep saying, relax, Bernie, just relax. You stay in the presence of God, which was beautiful to have a team of persons that allowed you just to be so you can release the sound of heaven and release what God wants to say to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened that night. I mean, it was just, my husband was there and it was beautiful to see him in motion. And you had all the singers, and then I love the fact that everybody in their various places made sure everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
Musicians and everything, everybody connected, and the sound of heaven just hit the atmosphere. It was just powerful.
Yeah,
it was like a blow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I loved it because I always say the one thing, and I mean it with all my heart, if God doesn't show up, then ain't no need for me to be here.
Yeah. What we did it for.
He's the one that makes his presence. It's distinctive,
yeah,
and you can't deny it. Even if your voice is not so beautiful, But when his presence comes, it transforms the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And people come, what's happening? People come running to see. As a result of that, an invitation, someone said they were, when I met them in church on Sunday past, they was like, I was just passing in the car. And I heard the sound. I was like, who is that and what's happening? And so somebody was walking up the same time that he knew and told him about who it was. And he said, I need to invite that. They need to come and sing for us.
Wow.
And so God is faithful just through that. And so I'm excited about going forward.
Yes.
Because the sound, I just keep, that's the biggest thing for me. The sound of heaven needs to be released so that lives are transformed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I remember, you know, whenever I would have the opportunity to lead in a session, that was all I would hear, like in my ear ringing. Like, there would just be the sound, right? And I know persons probably like, what are you talking about? What sound? I don't hear nothing. But spiritual things,
oh
right?
Oh, my God, the sound. Things, there, yeah. You listen,
yeah.
Saved or unsaved, there's a distinction when it comes to the presence of God.
Yes, there is.
And I say to people all of time, like Moses would say, and that's why I have this here, Exodus chapter 33. Mm-hmm. Then Moses said to him, meaning God, if your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from the other people on the face of the earth? Everybody's sounding and looking alike.
Yeah.
But when you open your mouth and you declare the word of God, because you've been saturated in the presence of God, then the only thing that flows from you is his presence.
Yes,
I could say one word and people are like, ooh. Why? Because his presence is a distinctive presence.
Yeah.
It is not a foul presence. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful presence that soothes and heals the heart. People will just weep just because his presence show up.
Yeah.
Lives are free. Depression goes because God is with us.
Yes. Yes.
And that's always my passion, to make sure he shows up and lives are freed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more beautiful as well is when his a super hits you natural. and then you walk in your authentic self as well.
Yes.
And so, like you said, you're not out there trying to copy this one, trying to sound like this preacher and sound like this intercessor.
I love to be me.
But you are yourself.
Yes,
and persons connect with your authentic self. They connect with your story, your testimony, your test that brought the testimony. And they are transformed and they are delivered through that as well.
Yes, sir. Because one of the things I've learned, and I can't stand fakeness. It bothers me deeply.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. And so if I can't be authentic, I'm silent.
Mm.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. And so I think the biggest thing, and I've learned that's one of the things that draws people, authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Nisha puts it says it like this, the authenticity is the new fragrance.
Mm,
and the that kind of fragrance always draws people.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some things you may be confident and bold enough to say because you have been liberated from something and you testify about it. It causes people to come and see, who's this person?
Yeah.
Like the woman say, come see a man. Come, he told me all about myself.
All about.
This must be a prophet, you know? And so she ran to testify. So when we are authentic, people are going to come and say, man, you should hear the testimony. It doesn't leave them, especially if it resonates with them.
Yeah,
or something they may have gone through.
Mm-hmm.
And they can say, if she was freed, then I have that opportunity to be free as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Artist of the week, the one and only Miss Bernadette Turnquest. When we come back, but we're going to talk about the new EP. She's going to tell me all about the songs, how they put it together, you know, the inspiration, all that good stuff. Before we do so, if persons want to reach out to you, I know you said after the release, you got an invitation. You know, I'm still hoping that you'll be going to some regattas this regatta season.
Come on, speak this thing out. You need to work it out. You need to tell me how to work it out.
Yeah, well, I said it, trying to help you out right now.
Yes, yes, yes.
How can persons connect with you? How can they find you?
Well, you mean personally or you mean the song itself?
No, if persons want to book you, right. If they want to bring you to their event, their church, their regatta, you know.
Okay, that's Oslin Jadot, who's my manager.
Okay.
But Nisha is the closest manager. She's the manager of managers, right?
Oh, okay.
So to Nisha, and her number is 467-4573.
All right.
That's her number.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah, and they can call that number to book. She will give them the necessary information, or the email is Bernadette Turnquest Ministries at gmail.com.
And how can we find you on social media?
Facebook, which is now it's unscripted worship. It's shifted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
The page has been refurbished mm-hmm. and fixed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's now unscriptedworship.com. And then, of course, I have just recently did, what you call that?
What's that?
Online, when you can mute it. So it's www.
Okay.
So I have an actual page.
Oh, you have an actual page. Okay.
A website. That's the word uh-huh. I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
A website online, which is www.unscriptedworship.live.
.live. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So we did a lot of stuff for mm-hmm. the sake of, because I believe that there's advancement and God wants to take it to the next level. So people can reach us from all angles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax. We got much more on the way for you. And Miss Bernadette Turngrass brought us a brand new single off the EP, Worship Chant. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. We're going to play that before the interview is done. But we got to take it back with the Kingdom of God. All right. Always great to play this one. This was one of those songs that kind of introduced us to Miss Bernadette Turngrass. And I think we... when you released this one, I think we had our first interview.
Yes.
Now I think we're on, what, number 5 or 6 or something like that now. I don't know.
I love it.
We had a lot of these, all right? So we're coming back with much more right here on the Inspiration Station. It's all about Inspired Evenings. Yours truly, Cashin Jamal, is in your company. Make sure you don't touch your dial. Good evening.
And the lives that have been touched are forever changed. When your kingdom comes, and your will is done, and the lives that have been touched are forever changed.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, the music coming in from Bernadette Turnquest, ladies and gentlemen, the kingdom of God is within me. Loving it, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you don't touch your dial. We got so much more on the way for you, and she is in the studio, all right? It's so great when we get to have artists in the studio because, you know, the energy is just different, all right? And so,
yes, it is.
Yeah, it's about that time that we talk about Unscripted Worship, the EP. You just released. What day was it released now?
That was on the 11th?
11th
22nd.
Of
22nd. Sorry, I'm getting mixed up.
The 22nd. 22nd March?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So newly released.
Yes.
How many tracks on the EP?
It's about nine.
Nine.
But it's a mix.
Okay.
It's a mix. It's actually just three full songs.
Okay.
Prophetic worship and prayer. I like to pray.
Yeah.
I need Jesus.
Yes. As we all do.
And so I'm intentional about making sure that we pray. And so the CD is mixed.
Okay.
For people that desire the Lord, you know, for the word to be spoken over their lives, and they want to hear that. But the EP itself is comes from the place of making sure people are delivered, they're set free, and just a time of rest. Because even as you talk about the song Peace at the end of it all, which was a prophetic song, A lot of people were talking about that song. They love that song, Peace.
Because
it brings solace to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that was not even planned.
Okay.
It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the psalmists, just the Lord, as I begin to minister to someone, just sprang forward and began to sing Peace, you know, as I said it.
Yeah, right.
And listen, it became a wonderful melody of worship that brought rest to a whole lot of souls that night.
Now, I know Unscripted Worship is not just the name of the EP, but it's also, can I call it a movement?
Yeah, oh yeah, it's a movement of God.
A movement of God, right.
Yeah, bowed low one time in church, because I always, when the Holy Spirit comes in very powerful ways, I was bowed down. The Lord says, Unscripted, and I heard it so clear, Unscripted, that the entire week. I'm like, what's that? And I just wrote it down, did nothing with it. And the Lord began, I talked about Jaque, I can call his name. Really, the Lord used him powerfully to help me to start the ministry on Facebook. And then he said, just keep up. And like we indicated, started with a little phone, you know, that was making a whole lot of not sense, but
right.
Because the sound, you know, bad internet, but it was good.
Yeah.
And I was consistent. But Unscripted Worship was born out of a place of just surrender and obedience to God. I didn't fully understand nothing of what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I just decided I'm going to worship. If I get on and I stayed in the word, stayed in prayer, but it wasn't planned. Mm-hmm. So that night, what do you want to say, God, to your people?
Mm-hmm.
I would just speak whatever he says and just sing the songs. But we started with some young people just coming on to sing.
Yeah.
One of them was highlighted at the release.
Okay.
She was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The first to break this thing and cause it to happen.
Okay.
And so I'm grateful to the Lord for what has happened. The consistency
mm-hmm.
of just doing when even if nobody showed up on Facebook.
Yeah.
I was determined they'll probably watch it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that the Lord's name is lifted high.
Yeah.
Because our theme is, we lift Jesus high as we bow low.
Mm.
Unscripted worship.
And now you got like full 4K videos and stuff like that. Beautiful, beautiful production done.
Yeah. And so God is faithful.
Yeah.
We've progressed.
Yeah. Very much so.
I thank God for the people that he's sent. It's the people behind the scene. They make it happen. And Christoph, who does all the videography and also play for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Tanisha, who's mm-hmm. right here right now, you know,
yeah.
recording. She makes sure things are organized
mm-hmm.
and that it's done to perfection.
Yeah.
It has to be done right.
Yeah. And I think you touched on two different things. You talked about community and then also the process mm-hmm. that you have to go through. And I think it's a question I'm going to come to and ask you about later. But as we talk about artists who are upcoming, all right, and they want to get into making music, songwriters, producers, whatever they want to do, right, and they have their music on the shelf, mm-hmm. right, there is a process that you go through
yes.
that prepares you
yes.
for where God wants to take you through. And you touched on it, that, listen, you had to start with the little phone, right, that
just
probably,
start.
Yeah, just start, right, and now you've come to a place, but this is not the end.
No.
You know, Unscripted Worship is going to continue to grow. It's going to continue to evolve, and the Lord is going to take it higher. Right?
It is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have reached out to me, which was astounding, because I'm not able to see who is watching, and sometimes
right.
I don't go even to look.
Yeah.
And so persons have, I would see them, hey, Bernard, I'm trying to question, I'm looking like, hey.
Yeah.
Unscripted Worship. They would just mention it, right?
Yeah.
And I this one is the most funny one. But I mean, I go to a car dealer to
mm-hmm.
get some parts,
mm-hmm.
used parts, African police. And this guy says, and I'm saying, I said, now, sir, please ensure,
mm-hmm.
let me get your name and number. My name is Bernadette Turnquest. And he paused. You are Bernadette Turnquest?
Mm-hmm.
And he was African.
Yeah.
So I was shocked.
Yeah.
How do you know me?
Mm-hmm.
He says, Unscripted Worship, I watch it all the time.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Wow.
And I was astounded.
Yeah.
I literally was shocked. I said, Lord, I thank you for how you behaved. And I was walking. No.
Boy, listen.
Yo, I thank you that I stayed in the posture of just giving God glory.
Yes.
In the way I spoke to him,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't know he knew me. Because
mm-hmm.
when he heard the name,
mm-hmm.
he knew it was connected to Unscripted.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone to places sometimes you know you're not even aware of. But I'm grateful to God for sticking it out, because it's now almost like become a household name.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. And listen, as we talk about the EP as well, where can persons get it from?
All the digital platforms.
Okay.
All of them. I
mm-hmm.
can't name them specifically, but
yeah, no.
You all know, y'all young people know how to sting go.
You know how to find it. Now,
right?
You know, we got Grammy them listening. So how can Grammy them get a CD and Grandpa?
Well, we don't have CDs, but we do
okay.
have what we call digicards.
Oh, digicards.
Where
okay.
it can be downloaded directly to their phones.
Mm-hmm.
And directly to the phones. And once we give them a thing, we have to let the grandchildren help them out.
Okay.
That's what I have to do. I just
yeah.
sit down with persons. It's not hard.
Mm-hmm.
And download it directly to the phone.
Yeah.
That gives me the opportunity to get all of my money, you see?
Yeah. No, I understand.
Every
makes
penny.
Because yeah.
the platforms, they take a little bit here and there. And by the time it gets to you, sometimes mm-hmm. it's minimal.
Okay.
But so that is a way to ensure that I get a whole lot more.
I love it. It's wonderful. And let's go back to the question I asked you a little bit earlier. For the budding artists, they are seeing Unscripted Worship. They are now have the ability to hear Unscripted Worship in the EP. Any encouragement for the young up-and-coming artists, and they want to be able to launch out, what would you say to them?
Stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, and don't miss the steps.
Don't miss the steps.
The process of preparation, there are steps.
Mm, okay.
And so a lot of people don't understand that if you're saying you're going to be a gospel artist, we're talking about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so in order to be able to be impactful
mm-hmm.
and to when you, because sometimes people write well. but you want the spirit of the music
yes.
to be behind what you do, which yes. is Holy Ghost.
Yeah, Holy
Ghost. And so to have Holy Ghost stamp his approval mm-hmm. on your sound when you release it, stay in the posture of preparation.
Yeah, I love
until
it.
The Lord releases you.
Yeah.
You know how long I had some of them songs? Well, these later on ones right here just happened just recently.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some songs I've been writing for years that have not yet been released.
Okay.
So prepare. Write.
Yeah.
Stay in the presence of God. Let him saturate your soul. Heal your soul. Because mm-hmm. we cannot release healing unless we're healed.
Yes.
Whatever we have, that's what we give.
That's what you give, yes. right? Right. And what another aspect as well, I think now, and I brought this up in other interviews as well, the level of production that we wow. have, Bahamian production, has really gone to another level. When you look at, the images, right, for the EPs, the albums, when you look at beautiful. The videos, when you look at the audio quality, like all this has gone up, and we have Bahamians, local talent that are able to produce global yes. sounds, all right? Yes. And so it's not as difficult as it used to be,
no,
right?
Not.
But you still have to launch out on faith and find the right people. Find your tribe. Find your people.
There you go. Because sometimes some persons, even though they may be very talented, mm-hmm. I'm always about getting in the spirit of something.
Yeah. yeah.
You can't make one artist sound like the next one because right.
everybody's different.
And so I'm grateful for those who worked with me because mm-hmm. they made sure I produced authentically what God had given to me.
Yeah.
As a person, as a minister, as a prophetess, and that's how I flowed. And the musicians, oh my God, the music was just off the chains. And I loved it. It was the best of the best.
Mm.
And I'm grateful to the Lord for the producer, Kamal Roberts, and everybody that was involved, all the beautiful singers. Oh my God, Leandra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't. And I don't want to. I shouldn't name nobody, but anyway.
Yeah.
But all of them did a great job and stayed the course. And Antonio, give me the rest of the names, Nisha. Avanti,
mm-hmm.
Ashley,
mm-hmm.
Zenny.
Right.
And OJ, Oslinge Dot.
Yeah.
Listen, they came together.
You had OJ backing you up, though? Hey,
hello, somebody. The best of the best.
Yeah, the best of the best. You did
and
say
And so
that.
They really did a phenomenal job in supporting me.
Yeah, yeah.
And making sure, because I could tell you, they are very busy people.
Yes.
And to have them just work and move with me was mm-hmm. a wonderful blessing.
Yeah.
And so I'm grateful to the Lord.
Grateful.
For such great talent. Yeah.
So tell me about this song as we get ready to play it. Worship Chant, the sound.
Listen, it's just how you say chant, like it's a chant.
Mm.
It's a tribe chant. Like,
okay.
But it's a sound. It's mm-hmm. called the sound of worship. And what that means is we need the sound of the Lord. How do we attain the sound of God when we open our mouth? His presence, as we talked about earlier, is the presence of God that releases the sound of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We can only have the presence of God when we decide to bow in prayer and to bow in worship. The biggest thing, though, is to become a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize worship is not about, ooh, she sang beautifully, eh?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not about a song.
Yeah.
The song is what transports the worship.
Wow.
But worship, simply put, is sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Obeying God, denying yourself, taking up your cross and following Jesus.
Yeah.
And so it's and the scripture comes to mind, we have to deny ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We have to.
Yes.
In order for us to produce the oil
mm-hmm.
of his presence. It is not easy.
Powerful.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
To produce the oil, you must be crushed.
Yeah. And so when you look at your favorite gospel minister up there, and you think they just have a pretty voice. No, they have sacrificed.
It's sacrifice.
They have been crushed.
Yes, it's a crush. Yeah. But I mean, even in talking about as a song, the song was produced, just me cleaning the house one day, because I love to just always be in a place of worship with the Lord. And I call a few artists. I mean, they artists now. And one of them was a nominated artist. And I said, I'm going to go on Facebook and we're going to just sing as the Lord just comes upon us.
Mm.
That's all I did.
Mm.
And I began to sing the song. And it went on Facebook and someone said they went on YouTube looking for the song.
Mm.
And I had to take it down, you see?
Wow, I told them
it's a song that is not yet completed.
Right.
But it's a song that the Lord gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is produced here today.
Ah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Right,
awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it. All right. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up with Prophetess Bernadette Turnquest. She's in studio, ladies and gentlemen. We're having ourselves a wonderful conversation. We thank you so much for listening in. As you drive, I see your messages. And so shout out to everybody who's sending me messages and telling me they are tuned in this evening. This is brand new music coming in. First time played, ladies and gentlemen. Bernadette Turnquest, Worship Chant, The Sound, off the brand new EP, unscripted worship. Keep it exactly the way of God. It is inspiration. 107.9 FM.
Your sound of worship arise. If you dance and praise, lift him high. We have gathered to honor our King in spirit and truth. Let's worship the Lord.
of true worship.
I hear the sound
of true worship.
I hear the sound.
Hey, Daniel Moore. Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh, hallelujah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Brand new music coming in from Brandon Ed Turnquist. Worship chant, the sound, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you don't touch your dial. And we get set to wrap up with Miss Brenda Turnquist. It's been a pleasure to have her. I say, you know what? I can't keep you all night, so I gotta let you go. Because, you know, we can stay past 9 o'clock, you know? But listen, it's been a pleasure to have you back in studio again. It's always great every time we get to connect.
I love it.
Any closing comments you want to leave with the listening audience?
I think the grandest thing that I want to leave, because the Lord has been dealing with me about it recently,
mm-hmm.
where he seeks true worshipers.
Okay.
You know, sometimes we like to quote stuff because we know it.
Mm-hmm.
But true worship, not just true worship, but he says in spirit, as it says in John chapter 4, mm-hmm. and in truth. Mm-hmm. That's what he seeks. And so I just want to quickly read it so that we can get it together, right? Is John chapter 4, beginning at verse 23. Yet a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't everyone. They are the kind that he seeks is the one that will do worship in spirit and in truth. See, the thing is, God, verse 24, is a spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth.
Mm.
And so the truth is the word.
Yeah.
And so if we're going to do this, and I want to encourage worship leaders all over that are listening to worship God, because guess what? It's not acceptable worship when it's not done in spirit and in truth. Because people could be in the spirit, but it ain't in the spirit of God.
Mm.
So he wants the spirit, meaning his spirit, but in spirit and in truth, because God is a spirit and our spirits connect to his spirit. So if we're not doing it in the spirit, but not just in the spirit, in truth, according to his word.
Mm.
And that's what God is seeking, because there's something that's happened with us in the body of Christ that has to become a stench to the nostrils of God. And having a good voice and singing good songs don't mean God impressed with us, because he isn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's impressed when our hearts are bowed. He said, I seek true worshipers. They will bow down and give me true worship in spirit and in truth. And also a broken and a contrite heart. I love this scripture because it speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
A broken and a contrite heart is what the Lord seeks. That's what produces a wonderful fragrance to the Lord. And it's acceptable to God. Your worship is not acceptable if your heart is not humbled before him. And a lot of people are not humbled.
Mm.
No.
So very true.
You notice the first thing that God asks us to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the scripture. I don't want to misquote, but the scripture that says, if my people that are called, and everybody know this, we quote it a lot, that are called by my name, the first thing, he didn't say pray.
Mm-hmm.
He said, humble yourself.
Humble yourself, that's right.
Then pray.
Then pray.
Then seek my face.
Then turn.
Then he finished. Then turn from our wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll hear from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
He'll forgive our sins and heal the land. And my heart's cry tonight is that we would begin to seek God for real, and then turn from our wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is God's pleasure, a broken and a contrite heart, because we can only get the attention of heaven when we turn, after doing all the rest of that was indicated and said already. When we turn, when we stop doing what displeases the Lord and start to do what pleases him, which is to humble ourselves. Because when we humble ourselves, all the other stuff will follow.
Yes. Well, we thank you so much, Prophetess, for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
If you would, before you go, I'd just like you to pray over us, cover us.
Bless the Lord. Ready all the time.
before we go, as we close our things.
Lord of glory, we need you, because we know that this is the time and the season for the true worshipers to arise by the power of the Holy Ghost. I call forth those that are in hiding, that nobody has seen or heard them, because, Lord God, they've stayed in your presence. God, I command them to come forth in this season as you, Father, would release them. So I thank you that Christians everywhere will begin to lift up a sound of worship that will please the Lord. Father God, we cleanse our hearts and purify our thoughts so that we give you pure worship. God, sanctify us with thy truth, because your word is truth and your promises are sure. And God, is the truth of your word that cleanses us. You said we are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. So Father God, cause us to eat your word, cause us to digest your word, and cause us to live your word. Even as it is indicated in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of our mouths, but we will meditate therein day and night, that we may observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then we will make our way prosperous and we will have good success. So Father God, we thank you for the success that we experience because we choose to walk in your divine purpose and in your way. And so we thank you because your word also declares there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. Help us to walk according to your word in this season, because we know that you require it, always did. But God, as you open our eyes and cause us to see you high and lifted up. And Father God, to know that it is you that we've come to please, because we want to become your pleasure in the earth. So we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. We thank you so much, Prophetess, for joining us this evening. It has indeed been a pleasure. Thank you for dropping off new music, because I love brand new music. All right.
Thank you
so much, and we look forward to doing this again real soon.
God bless you.
God bless you as well. Ladies and gentlemen, continue to lock it in to the Inspiration Station, 107.9 FM, with yours truly, Cashkin Jamal. We're not done yet. We got much more on the way for you. Make sure to stay close right here on the Inspiration Station. We're coming back with much more after the break.